Hi, AnitaMarksGiants.com. Welcome to another edition of Canty's Corner here with Chris Canty. And what a great win coming off the Saints. Coming off the bye, head coach Tom Coughlin said that you guys needed to go 6-0. Granted, right now you guys are 2-1, three more games ahead of you.
We've got three more games ahead of us, but the only one we can do something about is the one coming this Sunday. So we're excited about the challenge of going there, down there, and mixing it up with the Atlanta Falcons. Should be a good ball game.
Well, let's talk about what they have offensively. To me, it looks like on their offensive line, the best talent they have is at their tackles position, their tackle position. So maybe the interior of the line, Chris Canty coming up with a big game.
That would be nice. That would be nice. But they pose a lot of challenges for us offensively. You look at their offensive line; they're very solid across the board. You know, they're both good in run game and play action. So and pass game. So. It's definitely a challenge for us. They've got a lot of weapons. They've got on the outside with Julio Jones and Roddy White and Tony Gonzalez. So they present some challenges for us, but we're excited about it.
No, it seems like each and every game you tell me we've got to stop the run. We've got to stop the run. But this is a team that really scores in the air. As you mentioned, Julio Jones, Roddy White, Tony Gonzalez. But talk about their running backs. Michael Turner dealing with a groin injury hasn't been the Michael Turner as of late. But then they have Jaquez Rogers, who's a very exciting runner, kind of like a poor man's Darren Sproles a little bit.
Well, Michael Turner is still a sledgehammer. He's going to be one of those guys that's just going to continue to pound the ball, and then they've got a change of pace back in Jaquez Rogers, who's very effective both in between the tackles and outside, and then when they give him the football through the passing game, through screens and through swing passes, he's very effective. So they're both guys are very dynamic players. I think that they have different things that they like to do with each one of them, but they're effective in utilizing both guys.
Talk about Matt Ryan. You've had an interesting string of quarterbacks you guys have faced. You went from, of course, the RG3, who runs the pistol offense, to a more conventional quarterback in Drew Brees. Now you have Matt Ryan looking to progress that home winning streak to 7-0 this season. Talk about what you're up against with him.
Well, you know, when you start talking about Matt Ryan, he's a smart player. He understands that he doesn't have to make all the plays. He can just distribute the football and get the ball into the hands of the playmakers in various ways. And so he's very smart. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, as you'll see. And when you talk about going there into the Georgia Dome and having to face the Atlanta Falcons, it's definitely a tough environment. They've had a lot of success at home under Coach Mike Smith, so we have to understand that what kind of environment that's going to be, what kind of challenge that's going to present as well. But I think all the guys understand what our purpose is and understand that we have to be focused. You know, it's going to take our best effort of the season in order to be successful.
The Giants are typically very good against opposing tight ends. I want to say you guys have only given up two or possibly maybe three touchdowns to opposing tight ends this season. Going up against Tony Gonzalez, one of the best in the business. Why is that? What does the Giants defense do so well when you go up against teams whose tight ends pose that type of threat and you guys shut them down, Chris?
Well, we want to make sure that we take away their top targets, you know, the team's comfort zones. And for a lot of quarterbacks, that's their tight end. And so we want to make sure that we take that option away from them, allow our pass rushers that extra second to get to the quarterback, make the quarterback have to go from, you know, his first read to maybe a second or third read. So we understand that it all works together. You know, what the guys on the back end do and what the guys up front do, we understand it all ties together. And so I think that that's how we've been effective in trying to minimize what tight ends have been able to do against our defense.
Last question. A lot of fans out there watching this NFC playoff race, making it to the postseason. You've got the Dallas Cowboys, the Washington Redskins kind of on your heels. Share with the fans out there, what's the attitude on this team? What's the feel here as you guys look forward to your next three games, knowing what's at stake?
Your New York Giants are focused on making our playoff push, and it starts this Sunday versus the Atlanta Falcons.
I love it. He's Chris Canty. This has been Chris Canty's Corner. AnitaMarksGiants.com.